Sydney protest restrictions to continue for 2 more weeks after Bondi attack. Contentious protest restrictions in Sydney will be extended for another 14 days amid criticism from opponents who argue it suppresses freedom and democracy. The move was put in place on Christmas Eve of 2025, under powers rushed through the New South Wales Parliament, in response to the terror attack at Bondi Beach that killed 15 people and injured 40. NSW Police Commissioner Mal Lanyon announced on the evening of January 6 that he would extend the declaration, which restricts public assemblies in Sydney's CBD, Southwest, and Northwest policing areas. The declaration can be extended fortnightly for up to 3 months and will be in place until January 20. When asked whether it would be extended, Lanyon said it was very premature to consider that. "We know that there is a heightened tension in the community. We know that a number of sections of the community are feeling fear," he said. Lanyon said the decision was about making sure that the community has time to feel safe. "Was the most significant terrorist incident that we've had in NSW. It is right that the community has time to grieve and right that the community has time to mourn," he said. "This is not about stopping free speech. It's about saying, this is not a time for protest. This is not about time for taking action. It's about the community seeking peace." The police commissioner added that peaceful assemblies were not affected, but stressed that those who violate the rules will not have the protection of the Summary Offences Act and could face legal action. "Where someone obstructs pedestrians or traffic, behaves in a way that is intimidating or harassing, or behaves in a manner that is likely to cause fear, they may be provided a move along direction," he said. What's banned and what's not? The declaration does not completely ban protests but prevents their authorization through NSW's Form 1 system. Form 1 authorization offers protesters protection from offenses such as obstructing traffic or pedestrians. Critics of the move argue that the legislation, which also grants police the power to disperse crowds if they believe unauthorized protests violate NSW's Summary Offences Act, effectively bans all protest. Timothy Roberts, president of the NSW Council for Civil Liberties, criticized NSW Premier Chris Minns and the commissioner for suppressing freedom of speech. "The premier and the commissioner don't want peace, they want quiet," he told AAP. "We do not get peace in our community by suppressing voices. The chilling effect of the lack of authorization only adds to these divisions." NSW Greens MP Sue Higginson is also among those who oppose the restriction. "People don't protest lightly. They protest on the basis of political communication as a matter of priority and urgency," she said. The declaration will extend until 3:18 p.m. on January 20. This week, a constitutional challenge to the powers restricting protests will be filed by Palestine Action Group, Jews Against the Occupation 48, and the Black Caucus. AAP contributed to this report.